Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Westbred Technical Product Manager John Fenderson with us again. And John, as the 2020 wheat planting season nears, a lot of producers are thinking about what variety should I grow? How should they figure that out?
I would strongly encourage growers not to go and look at yield trial data and pick the one that's closest to them and say, oh, well, that did good in this one. I'm going to plant my farm to that variety. The first thing we need to think about is differentiating our varieties across our farm as far as the maturity. And because we have so much freeze injury that's tended to occur across the southern plains.
And then remember, those old varieties you may be using may be too old.
If you've been growing the same variety for 4 or 5 years, chances are the genetics have passed that variety by. There are things out there that are significantly higher in yield and better agronomically.
Thanks, John. You can learn about the great Westbred wheat varieties available for 2020 by going to westbred.com. Hard red winter wheat producers continue to be left out of the coronavirus food assistance program, but more specialty crops were added yesterday by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Also, all sheep were also added into the CFAP as well. A couple of other aspects of CFAP were also updated yesterday by the Secretary. First of all, an extension for the program from the end of August out to the 11th of September. That's now the application deadline for CFAP. And significantly, USDA announcing yesterday that the Farm Service Agency now will automatically issue the remaining 20% of the calculated payment to eligible producers. So if you've already applied, got that first 80% of the payment, you're going to get the other 20% right away. Going forward, if you apply for CFAP, you'll get 100% of the total payment that's calculated, not to exceed the payment limit when your applications are approved. Like so many state fair expositions in 2020, there will not be a full-fledged Tulsa State Fair in early October. It's been canceled for this year. However, by a 5-0 vote, the Tulsa County Public Authority that oversees Expo Square that operates the Tulsa State Fair signaled their intention to keep the Junior Livestock Show this year around those dates. They're going to actually get details out on what that Junior Livestock Show will look like by next Monday, the 17th of August. They're working on that at this particular time. No midway, no entertainment, no rodeo, no Disney on ice or anything like that for 2020. There will be a limited number of vendors. Once they are properly spaced out, they're going to be working on a plan for that. But there will be some commercial vendors in the big building and as well as in the Made in Oklahoma area. That will be open and it will be spaced out inside that particular building as well. But the Junior Livestock Show, we're anticipating that will include both breeding animals as well as the market animals, will be there this October. Tulsa State Fair canceled. Junior Livestock Show of the State Fair will happen. We'll get details next Monday. 26 state pork councils, along with the National Pork Producers Council, asking the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation to implement enhancements to the Livestock Risk Protection Insurance Program. They want to see changes that would mitigate the impact of unexpected declines in hog values from unanticipated events like the COVID-19 pandemic. You've got farm news on Ron.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Givens, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the ranch rodeo are available online at okcattleman.org.
And that's a check of your latest agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.